Saturday evening, the PCM Mustangs will take on the West Liberty Comets in the Class 2A Iowa High School Football State Semifinals inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls. The number one ranked Mustangs will be making the trip for just the third time in school history after falling just short of a Unidome trip in 2016 and being upset in the first round in 2017. As the Mustangs were finally able to get the monkey off their back last Friday night against Williamsburg, new expectations and new experiences lie ahead for a team and a school that has not played a game in the Unidome since 2006. Head coach Greg Bonnet says his team is excited and he is encouraging them to live in the moment.
Well, it's a pretty exciting time. You know, I always tell our guys to live in the moment, and I'm trying to do the same thing, you know, just kind of, you know, trying to take it all in, remain focused, and, you know, handle business so maybe we can get back here again next week.
The Mustangs have never won a game inside the Unidome, losing in both their previous trips. So why is this Mustang squad different? What does PCM need to do to be successful this time around as they attempt to bring back their first football state championship? According to head coach Greg Bonnet, the Mustangs need to stay focused and be the Mustangs.
It's a deal where we've worked really hard for this. This has been our goal. I feel like we have the players. You know, I feel like we have the coaches. I feel like we have the support. So it's just a matter of going out there, playing our game as best that we can, and staying focused. And then after that, you know, where it winds up, because all you can do is just do your best. And honestly, I believe that we're primed to show what we got.
It's true. If the Mustangs play like they have all season, they should be successful. As far as adapting to the size and unconventional surroundings, senior Jaron Trausch, who is also a state qualifying wrestler and has performed in unconventional surroundings, has some advice for fellow teammates based on his experiences.
Obviously, it's going to be like a big experience, and like kind of we'll be starstruck as soon as we walk in. Like, it's okay to have that short amount of time to be like, wow, this is a crazy experience. But once it comes time to play, it's okay to be nervous, but then you have to get over that and continue, like, carry on with what we want to do.
Another person who can give advice to the Mustangs on playing in the Unidome is someone who has already been there. PCM alum Brad Norwood played tight end and wide receiver for both the 2005 and 2006 Mustangs in their last and only trip to the Dome. Norwood says for both the teams he played on, it wasn't much about the distractions as it was about the teams they played.
I don't know if that's necessarily when we lost. I mean, the two teams that we played Solon and Sheldon, and they were really good teams. So, you know, to say that there wasn't a little bit of that, kind of starstruck moment where you're, you know, kind of you get lost in the lights a little bit. I think there is a little bit of that, but I think a lot of it is, you know, as bad as it kind of hurts to admit, you know, I think that, you know, they might have been the better team. You know, I'd love to go back and have another shot at it, but it's probably a little bit of a combination of the both.
Norwood adds that despite the distractions of the Unidome, the Mustangs just need to go out and play their game, and they can be successful.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest things I remember is, it's just a completely different, a foreign environment. You know, it's the middle of November, and it's hot. It's inside. It's loud. And another big thing is, you know, I kind of mentioned that you're creatures of habit. It's a different time. It's a different day. So, you know, at the end of the day, just remember that it's the same game. It's the same objectives. And, you know, just take care of yourself mentally, physically, and, just go out there and play the game, have fun, and do what you guys have been doing all year.
Norwood also says that despite the outcome of Saturday's game, the trip to the Unidome is something these Mustangs will always remember.
It would be fun to go back and talk about how we won there. But, we talk about it all the time. It was so fun, and it was a surreal experience. So, it was, 12 years ago now, I think, was the last one, and I still remember it vividly, and we still talk about it to this day. So, you know, it's a rare opportunity, and, you know, just have fun with it. It sounds cliche, but, you know, I think the more fun you have with it, the better the memory will be, no matter the outcome. And honestly, I think the better you'll play, too. So just stay relaxed and stay loose and continue to do what you've been doing.
Senior quarterback Reed Worth is confident his team will get past all the distractions relatively quickly.
I'll probably be in the odd moment when I walk out the tunnel and I get there and get on the field, and then once the coin flip happens is when it's kind of focused up and get ready to go.
As PCM attempts to advance to their first football state championship game in school history, the importance of the moment is something Worth is excited for.
I hope it's big and loud and a lot of fans are there to come support us. And like Bonnet said, just live in the moment, because this is our last year doing this and it's only probably going to happen once, hopefully twice more times walking into the tunnel and just live in the moment, yeah.
Despite all the distractions that come with a trip to the Unidome, from the size to the sounds to the West Liberty Comets attempting to knock off this Mustang squad, one thing is clear in Monroe. This Mustang squad is playing for more than just their teammates. They have a community around them and the coaches that support them.
It would mean the world, honestly. I think we want it for other people just as much as we want it for ourselves, because they've been with us throughout our whole entire journey, especially the coaches, because they're such great people and we want to be able to give them what they've given us in a way.
The PCM Mustangs, headed back to the Unidome for the first time in 12 years and favored to bring back their first football state championship. Can they do it? Will they do it? With the towns of Prairie City and Monroe behind them, their Unidome dreams begin Saturday night right here on KNIA. For Football Friday Nights and KNIA KRLS, I'm Nathan Sage.